007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, we're starting with an actor who's a fine thing but has a terrible Irish accent.
That is your opinion. Gerard Butler, yes. He's in negotiations to star. This is a curious movie. It was a short film, actually. It's called The Raven, and it was a short film about a young man being chased through Los Angeles by robotic police drones. And the short film was released in 2010. It got a huge amount of interest, and they've now decided to turn it into a feature. He's now attached. Liam Hemsworth was, but he's left it now. They're hoping to shoot this later in the year. But it's yet another example of, you know, something doing well in one medium, yeah, and then they say, let's try it as a feature. So we'll see how that goes.
There you go. Meanwhile, Scarlett Johansson is going behind the camera.
Going behind the camera. Who would have thought? Yeah, she's going to make her directorial debut adapting the nearly lost Truman Capote novel, Summer Crossing. Mm. Story follows a 17-year-old debutante who decides to pursue romance with a Jewish valet parking attendant instead of travelling through Paris during a 1945 summer heat wave in New York. Capote never published the book, opting to trash the manuscript, and a janitor in his building salvaged the work, and it resurfaced at an auction in 2004. I should look in the bin and see what I've thrown into it recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Shooting begins in the first half of next
Very
year.
Good.
So, well, good luck to her.
Absolutely. I suppose she's worked with enough good directors to have picked up a few tips along the way.
Oh yeah, Woody Allen and the like, so you can imagine that.
And another female director, Sofia Coppola, with Lost in Translation.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she, you know, I didn't know she had that interest, but we'll see how she does, and it looks like good source material.
We wish her well. Some casting news for us.
Cate Blanchett, an excellent actress,
Brilliant,
is
yeah.
to star in David Mamet's contemporary Hitchcock-esque thriller Blackbird. She's going to play Janet, a woman who travels to Los Angeles for the funeral of her grandfather, who's a Hollywood visual effects artist who moonlighted for US special ops agencies. So that sounds like a good one. It's going to take place in Sydney. It's part of the sort of Australian tax breaks that they're providing for filmmaking. So Cate Blanchett in a movie called Blackbird.
Very good. Now, this next one, pretty good cast.
Pretty good cast and a good director. You might have seen his name pop up on a couple of episodes of Mad Men, but you will, of course, know him as the main actor, one of the main actors in it, John Slattery.
Ah, the Silver Fox, eh?
Yeah, that's him. He's going to make his feature directorial debut. As I said, even though he's directed a couple of episodes of the series, he's got a good cast. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Richard Jenkins, Christina Hendricks, and John Turturro are set to star in God's Pocket. It's based on a novel by Pete Dexter. The story deals with a construction site death that lands a blue-collar worker in trouble. He's also co-wrote the project as well. That is John Slattery.
Like the sound of that. Now, a car chase movie.
Yeah, they've got their cast. The thriller is called Autobahn. That sort of speaks for itself. It's a European car chase thriller. It's got Zac Efron and Amber Heard signed on to star in it. Efron's going to play an American backpacker who must protect his girlfriend, played by Heard, and flee Europe after he ends up as a driver for German drug smugglers. So, good role there for Zach.
Indeed, and Uma Thurman is back.
Uma Thurman is going to play anti-gay activist Anita Bryant in the biopic Anita. The story follows the singer and Orange Juice spokeswoman who, after allowing a gay screenwriter into her home, is forced to confront her past as an anti-gay Christian crusader. Uma Thurman's a good actress.
She is, yeah.
We see her in a lot of interesting roles, so that sounds like a good one for her.
Okay.
As well. Lots of casting news there.
Yes, and Zach Braff.
Zach Braff, this is the interesting thing. He, of course, recently raised a lot of funds on Kickstarter for a project. We're seeing this now. People who have good standing are going on, you know, these crowdfunding and getting $1 million to go make a movie. He's getting his cast together for this one that he's raised a lot of money for. It's an indie pick called Wish I Was Here. He's got Anna Kendrick now ready to star in it. So he's getting good roles. He co-wrote the script with his brother. He's also directing, and it's about a struggling actor, father and husband, who at 35 is still still trying to find his purpose in life. Okay. But Kickstarter is at the new studio. We're seeing it happen a lot.
Okay, lots of film festival news for us too. Cannes is on at the moment, of course.
Yes, Cannes is on, and on a slightly smaller scale, but guaranteed to be great scenery and probably better food, is down in Skull, the
exactly.
Corona Fastnet Short Film Festival. This is an independent film festival. They show a lot of films. They have special guest appearances. They have workshops and the likes as well. They also have a prize fund for the films that are in it as well. But you should definitely check it out if you're in the area, or even it would make a great weekend to go there to Skull. It runs from the 22nd of May to the 26th of May. That's the fifth Corona Fastnet Short Film Festival.
Very good. Now, the Galway Film Fly is happening in July, but time to get your applications in, right?
Yeah, they always look for people to submit ideas for a pitching competition that they have. So I would encourage people, if they've got an idea, they've got to submit four copies of a one-page, 500-word story idea for the screen. And if you get accepted, you get to pitch at the Fly. It's a good opportunity.
It's a great idea.
For people, you know, who feel like they, you know, maybe you're always saying to someone, I should write a story. Well, all you have to do is start with the idea and pitch it to them. You'll find all the information on galwayfilmfly.com. The deadline for that is the 7th of June. So just get your ideas ready. The festival itself, that's the Galway Film Fly, runs from the 9th to the 14th of July. Always a good festival.
Great. Galwayfilmfly.com for further details there. Okay, what trailer are you recommending?
Well, I think James Franco divides us, doesn't he?
Yes.
In terms of what he does, the roles that he has appeared in. He's directing and he's starring in
God, they're all directing, aren't they?
They're all directing. This is based on a 1930 classic by Faulkner. It's the story of the death of Edie Bundren and her family quest to honour her wish to be buried in the nearby town of Jefferson. He directs, he stars in it. I would advise you to check out the trailer. I think it's playing in Cannes that you mentioned,
okay.
As I Lie Dying, from James Franco.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on that one. Okay, movies in our cinemas this weekend. It's all about The Great Gatsby, really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's the big movie. Baz Luhrmann does these things on a big scale. He kind of needs a hit after Australia.
He does. You know, I really enjoyed it. A lot of the critics are being very harsh on it. Well, I think, you know, if you're into Baz Luhrmann, you'll enjoy it. It's full on, all singing, all dancing.
I've not seen it yet. So what
yeah.
of the cast? Are they good?
I really enjoyed them. I mean, the thing is, it's not hugely about the performances. I don't think it's going to be up for Oscars in the acting categories, purely because it is such a big spectacle. It's all about the big parties, the look of it. Having said that, I really liked the cast, though. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kerry Mulligan, really impressive. And I think it's a Baz Luhrmann film, and you'll enjoy it, you know, because of the nature of the story. It goes from sort of party central to, you know, quite a tragic end, so you sort of leave the cinema in a very different mood to about an hour ago. But I'd recommend it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think, as I say, if you're a Luhrmann fan, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, which I am, so I am looking forward to seeing it. You mentioned there, you know, Academy nominations and the likes. Here's a film that we shouldn't see at the Academy. Have a listen to this. This is Fast and the Furious Six.
I'm gonna need everything. All the info you got.
You'll get it when the team gets it.
No team. This is gonna have to be me alone.
It's not that simple. The crew we're after, they hit like thunder and disappear like smoke. You going alone? You won't ever touch them. Been chasing this guy across four continents and 12 countries, and believe me, the last damn place I want to be right now is on your front doorstep selling Girl Scout cookies. I need your help, Dom. I need your team.
I don't know. Surely Oscar for best screenplay, at least.
Dwayne Johnson there and Vin Diesel. Look, they're just money makers.
Yep.
We know they're making seven already. That's Fast and the Furious Six.
Does what it says on the tin, as they say.
Absolutely. I think you know what you're going to get. And they'll be flocking to see it, you
they
know.
They will.
Yeah, they certainly will. Another movie, Simon Killer, is about a recent college graduate who flees to Paris after a breakup, where his involvement with a prostitute begins to reveal a potentially dark recent past. We also have a documentary as well called Beware of Mr. Baker. Ginger Baker looks back on his musical career with Cream and Blind Faith. And then one other movie, A Hijacking, is about the crew of a Danish cargo ship hijacked by Somalian pirates, who proceed to engage in escalating negotiations with authorities in Copenhagen. Good one, that.
Okay, your TV movie recommendation is on TG Car tonight.
Yes, it goes back to 1982. Brenda Fricker, John Kavanagh, McLally starring in this one. You will remember it's set in 1950s rural Ireland, ballroom of romance.
It is fantastic. I'm so excited. They're showing it. Why hasn't this been on more?
Good old Tisha Carr,
well done.
Eugene O'Brien had made a radio documentary about it just a couple of months back.
It is superb. Yes, yeah, so it really is.
You know, Patrick Connor directed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So it's on Tisha Carr, as you said, tonight, 10 past 11. And if you've not seen it, if you've not seen it in years, good opportunity to
definitely
watch it.
Definitely, I'll be tuned in. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.